Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about James Gleick's biography of Isaac Newton. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know Newton was basically a total loner?
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, Gleick really drives that home. He wasn't just a genius in an ivory tower. He was abandoned by his mom as a kid, raised by his grandmother, and grew up suspicious and solitary. It's like his isolation fueled his thinking.
Right? And that isolation peaks during the plague years, 1665 and 1666. Cambridge shuts down, he goes back to childhood home in Woolsthorpe, and in 18 months, he basically invents calculus, figures out optics, and cracks gravity.
Exactly. It's one of the most productive periods in the history of science, and he did it entirely alone. No professors, no peers, just his own mind and a lot of notebooks.
And the apple story, right? He sees an apple fall and starts wondering if the same force pulling it down could extend to the moon. That's the seed of universal gravitation.
Yeah, but Gleick points out Newton didn't publish that for another 20 years. He was incredibly secretive, almost paranoid about sharing his work. He had a real fear of criticism.
Which is wild because when he finally does publish the Principia, it's basically the most important science book ever written. He lays out the laws of motion and gravity, and suddenly the whole universe is a machine you can understand.
But he didn't stop there. The rest of his life, he spent more time on alchemy and theology than on physics. He wrote thousands of pages trying to turn lead into gold and decode biblical prophecy.
A lot of people see that as a weird decline, but Gleick argues it's all connected. Newton thought the universe was a book written by God. Physics, alchemy, scripture, it's all valid knowledge.
Right. He wasn't compartmentalized. He brought the same obsessive rigor to everything. And he could be a real jerk about it. He got into vicious fights with Hooke and Leibniz over priority.
He even used his position as president of the Royal Society to destroy rivals. Not exactly a nice guy. But that intensity is also what made him great. He could hold a problem in his mind for years without letting go.
That's the takeaway for me. It's not just his intelligence, it's his will. The discipline to focus on a single question until he cracked it open. That's what changed the world.
I think that's the one thing I'm taking away too. That in the fact that the most revolutionary ideas often come from messy, complicated people. Newton was a genius, but he was also a deeply human mess.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So Newton's real legacy? Not just the laws of motion, but showing us that one person with enough focus can see the invisible machinery of the universe. We'll see you in the next one.